I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Imagine terrorists driving you from your home and then returning nearly a year later to find your city demolished. That's the reality for people in Mosul, Iraq, who are returning home as the Islamic State's being contained. So they're starting over. But the good news is, Christ's love still stands. Open Doors Emily Fuentes tells us of one pastor who chose to stay despite the violence.
He was talking about the significance of the church bell ringing again and having people to come and people to minister to and people to reach out to the community for and remaining that beacon of hope. And so I think it's an encouraging time for pastors like him and others who did choose to remain to see that it's coming to fruition of people coming back home, that Christianity was not just destroyed.
It's a desperate situation. Pray strength for the people who are rebuilding their lives. And adoption is one way that you can give hope to the world's most vulnerable. Catherine Loeffler of Bethany Christian Services says things are always changing in the world of international adoption.
The reality of international adoption now is that it's predominantly, and as it should be, for children who don't have options in their local country.
That means older kids who will soon outgrow local orphanages and children with special needs that don't have access to medical assistance. Through adoption, Loeffler says you can give kids the opportunity to experience childhood as God intended it.
God designed the family for children. His original design was that children grew up with parent figures. Our children who are being sent internationally did not have that opportunity.
If you'd like to know more, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.